Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have we reached the point in December when it is socially acceptable to eat Christmas cookies for breakfast or for lunch? Certainly for dessert. Anytime you have a meal, you need to top it off with a Christmas cookie. Man, I got to get rid of the dozens of Christmas cookies in my kitchen, or all the work I did this year to lose weight. My mom and I, we did so much work to lose weight. It's going to go out the window. So I need to play Cookie Elf very soon to get rid of all those Christmas cookies. As it turns out, on Wednesday and Thursday, and actually even some on Saturday, I will be passing out Christmas cookies to various friends and coworkers. And so I'm excited to get them out of my kitchen, but boy, are they tasty. Hashtag irresistible. There is a reason why we only make Christmas cookies once a year. I can't live like this much longer. The willpower. I'm impressed with myself. However, I also know that eventually I will lose this battle. Happy almost Christmas to you. Merry holidays for those of you who are counting down the hours like I am. Oh my goodness. It feels like this week and really the last couple weeks have gone so slowly. And it's funny because my mom, who will be spearheading the family invasion at my house on Saturday, she says these last 2 weeks are flying by. Yeah, maybe because every single day she and her husband are ordering packages that show up at my doorstep. Oh my gosh, I have to tell you about the the latest package delivery. I actually have great sympathy for UPS, FedEx, other various delivery drivers, Amazon, all that kind of stuff, because it's got to be hectic. Absolutely crazy this time of the year. So I've received mail for my neighbors, and my neighbors have received mail for me. And as you know, last week I told you I turned into a porch pirate when I stole one of my own packages off of another neighbor's front porch. On that note, really funny, as I was driving into work, and I didn't see it till after I had pulled into my parking space, but my mom apparently was researching porch pirates. She said to me in a text, "Have you heard the term porch pirates?" Clearly an indication she does not listen to the radio show. So I hope you're as excited as I am, but I hope also you're farther along in terms of your preparations. I actually have Christmas cards here in studio just in case I get a break during some of the commercials where I can address more Christmas cards. The shopping is nearly done. I'd say 80%. The Christmas cards are probably 80% done. That might be generous. Maybe 70% done. The cleaning is probably 10% done. The baking is 80% done. So there's still a lot to do. Plus work. Oh, hey. Yeah, work. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house a home. Rocket Mortgage push button, get mortgage. I recorded a special video for yous. My grandpa used to say yous. That's how he pluralized you and then some. My mom said y'all. Don't ask me why. We did not grow up in the South, neither did she. And my grandpa said yous. So I recorded a special video message for yous, which you can see on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. And yes, it's up on Facebook. I did not forget you Facebookers. In fact, this is a special message that's targeted toward those of you who have put us over 30,000 likes on our Facebook page. Remember, I always keep my promises, even when it's embarrassing to me. So I hope you will check that out. And this time tomorrow, 24 hours from now, humongous for those of you that need to see what happens behind the scenes when the radio show is going on. There are a lot of you who are intrigued by that, I know. And so we aim to please, a full service operation. So check out the video. The Christmas wreath is the star of the show. I searched far and wide to find a Christmas wreath that could star in the video on Twitter or on Facebook. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Can I tell you a secret? Well, it won't be a secret much longer. I want to be excited about the NBA this season, but I'm just not. Now, many of you tell me, when we get to Christmas, that's when the NBA season officially begins. Maybe all of a sudden my excitement level will shoot through the roof for the NBA come Christmas. Now, hear me. Just because I'm not excited doesn't mean I'm not paying attention. Of course, that's part of the job. So I'm just sharing with you as a fan, the fan half of my brain. Actually, the fan part of my brain is more like 20% now. The rest of it's all boring. Take notes, be professional, watch because you have to, girl. Yeah, that girl's no fun at watch parties, I'll just be honest. So the fan part of my brain isn't into it. And we've talked about this. I don't know that it's any different than a lot of American sports fans because the NBA ratings are down. They're declining. It's a phenomenon that a lot of sports leagues and regional sports networks, they're dealing with, as well as many other genres of TV. We know that to be the case. But it's a definite problem for the NBA, unless, of course, ratings spike following Christmas. We'll see. I'm interested to know whether or not that will actually happen. I do know the teams in Los Angeles are worth the price of admission, as they've promised us they would be. Where is the rest of the intrigue in the league? It's Milwaukee. Definitely some intrigue there with the roster that they put together and the extra motivation they have after falling short a year ago. The MVP, well, he's individually decorated. But you know that Giannis and the rest of the Bucks are locked in on trying to push that franchise back over the hump. It's not been there for decades and decades. And so I'm interested to see whether or not the NBA garners more interest once we get past Christmas. Now, the funny thing is, Christmas is kind of circled on the NBA calendar because of the fact that there's usually an octo-header. Is that a thing? It's not. You don't even need to at me. An octo-header. It might be a thing after I start using it more. It seems like the NBA trots out the best matchups they can conjure up because they think people are sitting around the Christmas tree with families, TV's on. It's their version. Oh, and we're all lazy and don't want to go anywhere. It's their version of the NFL on Thanksgiving. But at that point, we're 1 week left in the NFL regular season, and then we march into January with both the NFL playoffs as well as the college football playoffs. So I still say football is king. Well, always, even when it's the offseason. But football is still front and center, dominating the center ring of the circus, even into January and then early February. So I'm not really sure, other than the fact that there are marquee matchups on Christmas, why people look at it that way. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that the Clippers at the Lakers on Christmas evening turns into a ratings bonanza. Then maybe we'll start to see more interest. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. There are certainly some intriguing storylines, and the league is jumbled up. It's not your 2018-19 NBA, that's for darn sure. And it's not just about the Warriors, though. Gosh, when was the last time you actually heard about the Warriors on a TV or radio show dedicated to sports? Seriously, it's like they disappeared off the face of the earth. It's like they just poof into thin air. Put out a bolo on the Warriors. I've never seen such a phenomenon as a team that went to five straight NBA finals going completely irrelevant. Now, as soon as Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are back, that will change. But this is some kind of strange Twilight Zone phenomenon. So I miss the Warriors. There's some good young talent around the league. We know that to be sure. And this is the season, I know people told you that this was the season where in previous years where things are wide open. This year it does appear that way. And both LA teams cannot get into the NBA finals. So that can't happen. So I suppose the more I talk about it, the more excited I'll get. Maybe. But for right now, it's fake enthusiasm. Just a quick update on David Stern, by the way. The former NBA commissioner is still in serious condition following that emergency surgery he had last week when he had a brain hemorrhage and he passed out. He collapsed and passed out at a New York restaurant in the middle of the afternoon. He was having lunch and he got transported to the hospital immediately and then had the surgery within hours. So we haven't had a whole lot of updates on his condition, which makes me nervous. But the NBA did release a statement indicating that he's still in serious condition and that right now they're monitoring and they're doing what they can for him. But it's very cryptic. It's been very quiet around this whole incident, which, like I said, makes me nervous. All right, check out the latest video. It's really about the wreath. It's about the Christmas cheer. Also, I do not understand when you post a video on social media or online, why it always starts with a still shot, or why when you look at the video, there's a still shot of me with my mouth open or making a funny face. Why can it ever catch me in a smile? I do smile, but you wouldn't know that by looking at the video without actually watching it. So please watch it on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page and our phone number. You've got, thank you so much, by the way, for your tweets and your messages about the achievement or accomplishment or milestone that you are most proud of in 2019. We got such a good response on our social media throughout the day on Tuesday that I would love to continue that. So if you want to keep sharing, and I'll try to go back and comb through some of your posts and share the ones that touch my heart. And I do not mean that tongue in cheek. I mean that with all sincerity. I'm so proud of you. And it's also a reminder as we get to the point at which we turn the calendar to a fresh start, a new year. It's a reminder of what a difference a year can make. So, we're going to piece this puppy together, the hump show, because I got to get through this hump show to get closer to the weekend when the family invasion is taking place. I don't want to say walking because that would be weird. I am sludging my way through it. Why is time going so slowly? It feels like it's moving turtle pace. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything while you're on our social media, because that also happens in a bit. I mentioned the Los Angeles NBA teams, so we'll give you the latest there. And because it was a day with no football games, it seemed like baseball had a massive activity. Who do you think, in terms of the hot stove to this point, which is so different from a year ago, has made the greatest jump? Now, I don't mean who signed the best players. Who's made the greatest jump? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Williams has it top of the key, fires it past the roll man. It's Ivica Zubac, who punishes the rim with two hands. Big time feed from Lou, and Zhu does the rest. It's Lou to Zhu to make it 40-34. Clippers up by 6. Under 3 to go. First half. Oubre's pass is intercepted. Here comes George uncontested to the rim. Oh, Paul George drops the hammer.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Los Angeles Clippers got a huge performance from Lou Williams in the second half. And because this is what he can do, he is he's a human spark plug off the bench. He's won the Sixth Man of the Year for as long as I can remember. He's working on another one, too. Lou Williams scored the first 11 points of the fourth quarter for the Clippers as they were facing the Suns at Staples Center on Tuesday night. They won by 21. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The depth of the Clippers, to me, makes them formidable. Just as formidable as you might look at, say, the top-heavy lineup with Kawhi Leonard, with Paul George. But over the course of an 82-game season into the playoffs that could very well stretch until June, it's the depth that sets teams apart.
I jokingly told him at halftime, I walked by him and said, are you going to make a shot today? But I was just kidding around. He may have taken it seriously. Lou is so, he's, you know, we call him the professional scorer. And when he gets it going, there's no shot that he can't make.
20 points in 23 minutes, 5 of 7 from beyond the arc. Doc Rivers joking about Lou Williams. But that's kind of cool when you have a coach who handles ups and downs, the goods and bads of a season with humor. And the fact that Doc has been there, that Doc is a former NBA point guard himself, that matters. They get to add some credibility. He's a guy who can joke around and who knows how to get his guys going. Although Lou Williams doesn't need much motivation. As they say, he's a professional scorer and he knows his role. So the Clippers pick up another win. They are 21-8 overall, but 14-1 at home. They've been able to amass some wins at home because they've been in Los Angeles while the Lakers have been on the road. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for finding us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or After Hours CBS. And you want to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything while you're checking out our social media, also on our Facebook page. The Lakers had a streak of 14 consecutive wins away from home. They played as many games away as the Clippers have played at home. But all good things must come to an end. I still, by the way, get hung up on the fact that after everything that happened with Dwight Howard and Kobe Bryant and the Lakers, it's actually Dwight Howard back out there again with the Los Angeles Lakers. And he was the guy that Malcolm Brogdon used as a prop late in their game against the Pacers on Tuesday.
Brogdon right edge, left hand center of the floor. Howard out to pick him up. That's a mismatch. Let's see what Brogdon does. He'll drive on Howard. He got to the goal and he put it up and in with a right hand. 14 for Brogdon. Los Angeles spends its remaining timeout. Rebound Howard. They need a three. 8 seconds to go. Up the floor, Rondo. Rondo kills the dribble, takes it back from Howard. 35 feet away. It hits the rim. Rebound. Pope puts up an air ball, and it doesn't matter. Green. Boy, Pope must be brain dead. What is the point of getting the rebound and putting up a two-point shot there?
Oh, boy.
The reason I'm laughing is because I love the Pacers broadcast team. They make it highly entertaining. Mark Boyle, by the way, who is the voice of the Pacers, great personality. And then his partner is the guy who gave me the boom at the end of my show. Do you know how many people get upset? Now, it's been a while that we've missed a boom at the end of the show. But I remember going back when we first started doing the show on weeknights or weekday mornings, whichever you prefer, whichever you listen. We ended up missing a few just because sometimes, it didn't seem natural yet. We weren't quite to the point where it was a had-to-have-it moment. But then we decided, can't miss, because so many people got really upset when we missed the boom. And people ask me, where did that come from? Well, believe it or not, It came from Slick Leonard, who is the partner to Mark Boyle. And they cracked me up. Whenever there's a three, I don't know if he still does it, but Slick used to. Boom, baby! So anyway, that's where it comes from. But they're a really good listen. If you happen to be driving, you have satellite radio, you want to be entertained, they're one of those broadcast teams that's been together for a long time. Boyle is what, 30 years in as the voice of the Pacers? Anyway, that was really a tangent, kind of the scenic route. To get back to the fact that the Pacers beat the Lakers, ended their 14-game road winning streak, and Malcolm Brogdon drove past Dwight Howard in the final minute like he was standing still and had a reverse layup, and the Pacers then were able to survive, and they protected their home court. They're 12-3 at home, which is really critical. I think if you're a team that's fighting for playoff position, kind of like a grandma fighting the crowds at Christmas time at the mall, it's a way that you can set yourself apart. The Lakers have been really good on the road as well, and they still have the best record in the NBA at 24-4.
I feel like we've been on the road for all year, you know, and, you know, we have one more game on the road, and we pride ourselves on not trying to lose two in a row. So, you know, we want to, you know, come back, you know, Thursday in Milwaukee and play Laker basketball.
It's worth noting that Anthony Davis missed this game because of a sprained right ankle. I didn't hear it termed a high ankle sprain, which, you know, is different than just a regular good old-fashioned ankle sprain. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Pacers, again, one of those teams that's kind of right in the mix. In a way that you can set yourself apart is to protect your home court. But most of the attention in the NBA right now is on those two teams in Los Angeles. Not a bad thing. I mean, the Clippers, of course, have been hanging around trying to carve out a niche for the past few years, and they've won Pacific Division titles, and they've had some superstars go through, not like Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. And when they play together, it's a lot of fun to watch. They also have the depth, as I mentioned, and Doc Rivers remains one of the most experienced head coaches in the NBA. In terms of the Lakers, they appear to have more depth, more guys who will pitch in than maybe what people expected to start the regular season. And so if nothing else, the two teams in Los Angeles who could go neck and neck and nose to nose, that's entertaining. But I'll let you know when I really catch the NBA bug. For those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis or know me, the NBA is the reason I do this job. The NBA is my, well, the Boston Celtics going back to the 80s were my first love when I was a kid. But I cut my teeth in sports broadcasting on the NBA, on basketball. And I'm not a huge fan of what the NBA has become, the product, I mean, the type of game that they play now. But I still enjoy it and get really into it. Just not feeling it yet. Watching it, just not feeling it in my gut. That's how I know when I've caught the bug. I can feel it in my gut. Thank you for your tweet, Andy, who says, Slick Leonard most definitely still does boom, baby, when the Pacers hit a three. I love that. We need to find one of those calls so you can hear the boom. I mean, he does it different than me. It's his signature call. But that is where I got it from, listening to him. So Mark Boyle, Slick Leonard on Pacers Radio Network, Noah Eagle on the Clippers Radio Network. And on and on and on they go until June. This is not the show, by the way, where you're going to hear me break down Pro Bowl rosters. No. So if you're looking for Pro Bowl surprises and snubs, you're not going to get it here. But we do have some cleanup, some fallout, if you will, from week 15 in the NFL. And I did write a column, but it's not posted anywhere. I don't know what happened to our digital editor. He also disappeared off the face of the map. He's hanging out with the Warriors. But I'm gonna post it on my blog in case you do want to go ahead and read it. You don't want to wait until Wednesday morning when I'm hoping that he resurfaces. But I wrote about the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But there are others, like the Sports Broadcasting Hall of Fame. And one of my favorites was inducted with that honor excuse me. I don't know what happened there. One of my favorites was inducted with that honor on Tuesday night. So I want you to hear a portion of his acceptance speech.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Brogdon with a ball, 97 seconds remaining, fourth quarter. Indiana 111, Boston 109. Brogdon with it. Ogilvy defends. Brogdon drives into the corner, a three ball.
Boom, baby! Yes, sir!
Timeout, Boston.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's it! Boom, baby! Slick Leonard and Mark Boyle on the Pacers Radio Network. Gosh, I love radio play-by-play. I tell you this all the time, and it's not just because I work in radio, though I do consider myself to be a radio junkie, but it's the beauty of being able to describe something and add such passion and color and excitement and energy so that people don't feel like they're missing anything just because they can't see it with their own eyes. And when it's done well, it's a masterpiece. Now, TV play-by-play is a completely different animal, as I am finding out as I make the transition. Over the last couple of years, as much as I do not like TV, if I never sat in front of a TV camera again, I would be completely content. But it's a good skill to have. And if I want to realize my NBA broadcasting dreams, it's good to have both the radio and TV play-by-play as part of my skill set. Plus, when you do it with the flair that some of the best TV broadcasters have, it also becomes this phenomenon like you're watching with someone who's a fan like you are. And I don't mean they aren't objective, but their enthusiasm, their excitement, what they add to the broadcast, you kind of feel like it's missing something when the voice is not there. That's how I feel about Doc Emmerich. He is my favorite hockey announcer by far, and he adds color to the game. He raises the level of excitement. He brings it to life in a way that very few broadcasters can. I've told you before, but if you're new to the show or you've never heard the story, I went through this stretch maybe 5-6 years ago where I was attending various Stanley Cup final games in various cities. And I'll admit, there was a stalkerish quality to my attempts to cross paths with Doc Emmerich. Now, during that time, it's a couple of different playoff runs. I would see him, but I would never be in the same area. So I would see him walking in a different area or see him in the media dining area, but never had the opportunity to actually talk to him and introduce myself. So last winter, when I took a road trip to Pittsburgh because I wanted to see the Sharks at the Penguins, I was up top in the media area. Where the TV and radio broadcast booths are. And wouldn't you know, Doc Emmerich walks out of one of the booths all by himself. There's nobody else around, just me and Doc. Do you think I took the opportunity and made the most of that chance? Nope. I froze up. Can you believe it? I got intimidated because it was Doc Emmerich. And I was standing there and I had no place to hide. But it's one of those things I regret so much. I can't believe I froze up. I didn't even say hello. I could have introduced myself. He's a really nice guy. Everyone talks about when they first meet him, he is so generous with his time. And this was 2 hours before the game started and there was nobody else around. That might have been my only chance to meet Doc Emmerich. I blew it. So see, your host gets intimidated and nervous for ridiculous reasons sometimes too. even though I communicate for a living, for heaven's sakes. That doesn't stop me and won't stop me from admiring Doc Emmerich from afar and from watching or listening to him on hockey broadcasts, even if I have zero interest in the game. I actually listen to Doc for fun. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. He is the only hockey announcer ever to win a sports Emmy. He's got six of them. He's been calling hockey games for more than four decades and has done 18 Stanley Cup finals on a variety of networks. And he had his moment on stage without a hockey game to call on Tuesday night in New York City when he was inducted as part of the 2019 class of the Sports Broadcasting Hall of Fame. I found a snippet of his speech and asked Chris to cut it because he is grace and he's class and he's easy with the microphone, but he's also got a giant heart, which definitely was on display as he accepted his award.
The tangible reminder of so many people who have brought me here is jewelry. On one hand, I have an athletic ring. I did not do the heavy lifting others did to earn the championship, but it symbolizes a life in sports, and I have met many people, and some of them are here. On the other hand, I have this other special ring, and I did not do the heavier lifting in this case either. It symbolizes bride and home and dogs and horses and family for over four decades. And some of them are here. Health regulations prevented the dogs and horses. I don't know who those special people are for you, but perhaps as you remove your own jewelry at the end of the night, you might think of them and what they have meant to you. And if you happen to be praying people, be thankful for them tonight. For me, this is an unusual night, one of those rare nights when the circles of my real family and my professional family intersect inside this room. And it makes me feel very lucky to have entered here with family and friends and to leave with them too. And since I am the 10th of 10 speakers, I can assure you we are all about to do just that. Thank you very much.
He has such a gracious presence. He's humble. He's funny. He's obviously a wordsmith. I mean, when you watch a hockey game in which Doc Emmerich is the play-by-play voice, he comes up with words that you would never associate with hockey. The lilt in his voice, the excitement, his impeccable timing, it's brilliant. He's been part of Olympics. He's been part of Winter Classics. He's been part of some of the greatest hockey games of the last couple generations. So congratulations to Doc Emmerich. I can't promise that I will stop stalking you, but you are one of the few people in the last 20 years who has intimidated me enough that I was speechless. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Let's talk to Mike, who's in Miami. Mike, welcome to After Hours.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm a huge sports fan here. Been watching 40 now. Been watching for over 30 years, so got a good template of all sports, and I got to disagree with you. I love this era of NBA.
Good.
I love the up-tempo style, so I have to disagree with you, and I love the up-tempo style. Sure, you got your, you know, you got your Rockets there. What a lot of people don't like the way Harden plays, but you got to give it to the guy. He plays within the rules of the game, and it's a skill to get to the line like he's able to and score at the rate he's able to. Some people don't like it, but I mean, it's no different than, you know, a wide receiver selling a pass interference or a quarterback selling a personal foul call. You play within the rules in the game, and he's the best at it. But I have the NBA TV, NFL package and everything like that, so I'm able to bounce around and watch a lot of teams. So there's a lot of great storylines and teams to watch. I prefer this than the domination of the Warriors the last 5 years. They're a great team and one of the historic teams to watch, but I prefer this open style where there are many teams. I'm just flipping around on NBA TV, so I'm able to nightly watch different teams. Mm-hmm. I love the Bucks. I love what the Sixers are doing. You got your team like Boston, my hometown team, the Heat. I love what Jimmy Butler is doing. He's playing at an MVP level. You got a team like the Raptors, with a lot of people thought they would drop off with Kawhi. They're blowing out. Siakam, I think, is going to be an all-star for years to come. You got a team like Indy without Oladipo, who's playing great basketball. Even a team like Brooklyn without Durant, who's playing at a high level. Dinwiddie, I love what he does. So I think besides those two L.A. teams, there's a lot of great teams that you have to watch. I think, to me, Luka Doncic is the most must-watch athlete right now in all sports, with all due respect to Lamar Jackson, just because he plays both ends of the court, so you get to see him for, you know, most of the majority of the game, unlike Lamar, you know, when he's, you know, just one side of the ball. So you got a team like Nuggets, Utah. So I just think there's a lot of great storylines and teams to watch, and I prefer this as to what the Warriors are doing. And, you know, we're not going to forget the Warriors will be back. This is just a gap year for them, you know, just unfortunate amount of injuries we've never seen like this. So, mm-hmm. You know, they'll, the Splash Brothers will be back next year, and they'll probably load up with free agency, so they'll be back in contention. So when I hear, you know, a lot of the rating stuff, I just think that, too, I want to hit on that. I just think that's antiquated because I work with a lot of, in a tech company here in Miami, and there's a lot of young people here, and they don't have cable. So I just think that's antiquated.
Well, hold on. Just to clarify, the NBA does also keep track of views online and certainly does keep track of its social media traffic. And so those things are factored in. So I understand what you're saying. And that's why there are TV ratings down across the board for almost every genre of programming, except for the NFL. But sports are different, obviously, because many people don't want to watch them after the fact. It's really the one genre where people want to tune in at the time that the event is taking place. So, yes, that's a TV phenomenon. It's a TV programming phenomenon. And it's not just young people that are going without cable. There are my brother is not young. And he has cut the cord recently. So it's happening because it's so expensive. I'm glad you're excited about it. Certainly, as we get through the season, some of these storylines will continue to develop, and I hope more people will be tuned in. It's just different. The buzz is different. And as someone who works in the business, Mike, I can tell you the buzz is not the same as it was the last few years for the NBA. But you are right. There's a lot to be excited about. Thank you so much for your phone call. It's good to talk to you, Miami. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for listening. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. As we head up toward the top of the hour and our next update, I hope you'll take the time to check out our social media. I recorded a video for you. I searched high and low for the largest Christmas wreath that I could find here at the company. So check that out on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on Facebook. And while you're there, it's our last Ask Amy Anything before Christmas. So get it. Get your questions submitted. That's coming up soon as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.